The current spoiler warning level is white.
Friends and folks, for this episode, you're looking at a spoiler warning level of white, because there are literally zero spoilers of any kind. Please enjoy the episode. Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to Mechanista NG, your home for Gundarium Alloy. I'm Six Detmar from Scanline Media.
Hi, I'm Dylan.
And we're joined by some very special guests for this episode.
That's
this
true.
This is where Jackson introduces themselves, as we established.
Okay, it's not just me. If it was just me, then yes, that would be clearly my bad there. But hello, it's me, I'm Jackson. I'm here on this podcast. You may know me from the Great Gundam Project, if you like Gundam, and abnormal mapping more generally.
I'm Em. You can find me on Gotham City Limits and the Bag End Book Club.
That's right, on the Export Audio Network.
Yeah. I only podcast with professionals who know how to take cues, so you
know. For the love of Christ!
Did you know, Jackson, it's Mechanista episode 80. What's your favorite Pokemon?
Oh, no. I hate this. I hate you.
I just said favorite. I made it so easy for you.
Jackson's favorite Pokemon is Chikorita.
I love Chikorita. Chikorita's
okay,
a classic.
Great answer. Yeah.
You did.
See? Listen. I can only do the bit on so many of our podcasts.
What is Pokemon
together.
80 though?
God, that's a great question. I don't know.
Will look it up. How about that?
I was gonna say I already have it up.
Okay.
If I post it, everyone will know.
Yes, but... it's Gen 1, everyone knows
everyone
all the
Gen 1
Pokemon.
Everyone
knows Gen 1. Is it Meowth?
No.
No.
Okay.
Is it okay. I'm not gonna guess anymore because you posted it. So
Slowbro. Okay. It's Slowbro.
ties in. See?
It does.
Why does it tie in?
We just had Slowking.
Oh, yeah, on GGP. We did.
Oh, I thought you were like, because the theme of this episode. I was like, excuse me?
I thought it was just because Jackson was slow to introduce
but
himself.
I wasn't going to say it. Thank God someone picked it up.
I'm being genuine. Boom. I'm not being destroyed.
Jackson, log off.
It's so much worse because Dylan owns you and is like, no, I didn't mean to own you. I was just stating the truth.
Wait, no.
I can fucking leave.
now we're owning Dylan, so it's worse for everyone.
All right, well, we're actually here for a very different cause than our normal one. We've done a bunch of mobile suits up to this point, and I wanted to do a fun game. So we're gonna do a game, and hopefully it'll be fun. We have a list of basically the highlights of the mobile suits we've covered so far that are GGP friendly, that are non-spoilery.
Yes.
Also, some that are mobile armors or mobile horses or professional wrestlers. we're going to use a thing called a four-job fiesta, which is basically a generator that generates what classes you're allowed to use for a JRPG run. This one is Final Fantasy V. And then it will be our task to pick four mobile suits to fill those four roles. You will also get two bonus ones that we will do afterwards because I have a special treat for everyone.
Okay.
Before we do this, I do want to say you asked us to do this, and I was like, you know what? Yes, this sounds great. But also, this gets to be our secret 200th episode celebration, which happened this week, and we didn't do a goddamn thing for it because we never do.
Oh, nice.
We don't do
so this. Happy 200 episodes, GGP.
Happy 200 episodes, GGP. This was part of the thing that inspired me to do this is our 300 subscriber celebration.
Amazing.
Mechanista. So.
Damn, you're 80 already. These things go. Oh.
Yeah.
I would argue they go maybe too frequently.
Look.
I'm never going to catch up on this podcast, is the thing.
I meant more about the progression of time.
Well, thing is, two or three of these come out a week, and I'm like, come on, I can't do this. I'm unemployed. I don't have time to listen to podcasts.
To be fair, well, one set of them is specifically not for you.
Yes, that's true.
Spoiler ones.
Yes.
But
also, to be fair, a week and a half ago when we recorded, we did two, and I was like, all right, good job. And Dylan was like, you told me you don't have anything else today. Stay on the call.
This could not be me. 1 hour and I'm ready to go lay down.
I didn't say that like no, in no. that tenor. I just said, hey, would you be cool doing another one? You do not make me appear to be like a demanding. I am not.
You know not what you ask.
And then we rolled the wound ward and that turned into a fucking our longest episode yet. So, you know, that did happen.
Yeah. But. Yeah. So, we're going to do a snake draft here because that's just the classic fair way to do this. On the spreadsheet here, I'm going to create another tab so we can track who has what.
Yeah, I feel like we should draw our parties first.
Yes.
That's I was going to ask what order we want to go in.
Order of the cool. Let's see. We got left to right. Me, Dylan, six. Is that everyone else?
That works. Is that the same for everyone? Oh, yeah. Unless
it is a different role. Yeah, okay.
That's the same for me, too. So, all right.
Okay, so I guess all I'm right, rolling. All right, well.
Yeah, Em, let's see what your list is.
All right, generate. I've got red mage, knight, bard, and ninja. No healing happening here.
Red mage can heal. Yeah.
This is still a fail. I mean, it's an item heavy run, but you'll be fine. All right, let's see what I've got. Generates. Dragoon. Sick. Red mage. Time Mage.
Sick,
and
sick,
Ranger.
Sick. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what I got, Jennery. And we've got Mystic Knight.
Oh, hell yeah.
Red Mage and Monk.
Red Mage is so popular today?
Yeah.
You said the last one was Monk?
Yeah, Monk.
Boy, all right. I'm going to hit Generate. I have Blue Mage. I have Ranger, Beastmaster, and Summoner. I'm fucked.
this is a pretty fun four job fiesta.
The funny thing is you got weird ones, Six, but I've already started thinking about yours more than mine now because of that. Well, all right. So
all right, well, you know, snake draft rules. M, you get to pick your first. You can, you know, assign them to any of your four roles here. You know, red
oh,
mage,
any
knight,
of them.
Bard,
okay,
ninja.
Interesting. That's not how anything, I assumed we were going to do this, but
oh, I thought it would have been anyone yeah, to order
of your four. But yeah,
okay. I thought it was going to be the order that which you drew.
Yeah,
them.
I thought we're doing the order that we drew them.
Let's do that because that adds another limit, and that means that we can snipe each other and stuff better.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to do that, that's fine. I was just thinking, like, I mean, you know, when the NFL drafts, it's not like if you can't pick, you have to pick a quarterback first whatever.
They should, though. They should.
All right. Okay. I'm ready. My red mage choice, because the red mage, as we all know, is the guy with the fancy hat, is the Elmeth. The tri-corner itself.
Oh, okay. That's
that. Okay, I can see the sense in that.
That's good. That's good.
It's gonna be a one that I think perhaps some people will be bitter that they don't have access to.
Also, it's literally a mobile armor defined by being stuffed full of magic, which is what a red mage does.
That's true. Except for the Final Fantasy 14 ones where they get the fancy sword.
I don't give a shit about the red mage in Final Fantasy 14, Six.
You should. It's extremely cool.
I'm a summoner. I just use the book and destroy people with that. It's fine.
Okay, that's fair. Well. All right, Jackson, you need to find a dragoon. That one seems fairly doable to me.
Well, the thing is, I'm like, okay, do any of these mechs have a staff like a dragoon?
I mean,
you have
78-2. The goddamn Gundam has a fucking spear.
I think you have the perfect dragoon. I'm mad because I was like, if I get dragoon, I know exactly what I'm picking.
Yeah, but the thing is, I know it's here. I just don't know which one it is because I'm like, it's not one of the Gundams. The Gundams are like too normal. Like, you know, they have, I know they have staff sometimes, but they, you know, they're beam savers, guns, they're regular cool guys. Who's the Dragoon one? I don't see it, but
you gotta pick someone.
This is just I haven't Googled every single one of these to refresh myself. I recognize them, but I don't know all of the weapons. I guess. Why is this so hard?
I mean, you know, if you're ever stuck, you can just pick Chris Jericho.
I don't think Chris Jericho
would be a great Dragoon. Well, you know what? It's like a Dragoon. How does a Dragoon work, like, gameplay wise? It's like a tank, right?
Jumps. It's got jump. No, Dragoon has jump and a spear.
It's high DPS. Yeah.
It's got the jump and the spear. Which one's a jumping Gundam?
It's just Kane from 4. That's Dragoon.
I'm thinking of, like, it jumps and it's got the spear, and I'm like, I just don't see. I'm like, that's so specific that I know one of these has to be a perfect fit.
I think there is an extremely singular perfect fit here, personally.
But I'm not gonna get it. I don't know. This is the Pokemon thing again. I've been owned. By the situation, so I
guess. Very curious. I feel like I have an answer that I like, but I don't feel like there's one that's like such a... I'm really curious.
After I pick, are you going to tell me what...
Oh, duh! Oh, Jesus! That's so obvious!
After I pick, are you going to tell me what it is? Because I like... I don't have the time to go through...
No one else has Dragoon, and I think there's a perfect Dragoon in this list, so...
There is a... God, there's such a good... Oh, yeah, you're right.
Can I have whatever that is, please?
No. I mean, there's plenty of options that I think are interesting. Like, you can justify anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you can explain the role for it.
Jackson, I think what you're running into here is that you can see it. You can see the obvious answer, and you just don't want to be obvious.
I think I've got one. Okay. For my Dragoon, which, of course, is all about jumping... and getting in the air, I'm going to go with Zeon, which doesn't have legs.
Oh, that's a cool choice. I actually really like that one. That is not the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Were you thinking of Dragon?
No. I was thinking of the Lancelot. When I was putting together what I would pick for these in my mind yesterday, it's like the Lancelot's the Dragoon.
Lancelot doesn't jump.
It doesn't matter. That is the Kane of this. That is the messy, bitchy, looser drama.
I mean, I see why I didn't see it, because I thought about the Lancelot, but I was expecting like to find a fucking one of these mobile suits had literally Kane's staff, is what I thought.
No.
I mean, yeah, the Dragon Gundam, dog. It's the dragon-themed one, like a Dragoon.
Nah,
it jumps, it does martial arts, it has a spear.
Nah.
You know what I say about
the Dragon Gundam?
It's just the natural answer. It does literally do the jump in that one episode, and then he gets behind him.
Okay. Funny thing for me is, I know it's not a lance, but on my end of things, I was thinking like Death Scythe, because...
I also thought about Death Scythe. Yeah. Death Scythe seemed good.
You know, the scythe does the poke-up thing sometimes, and also, you know, duo jump down on enemy, and yeah.
I would never in a million years thought of Lancelot, because I understand your reasonings both like character wise for how like Kane represents Dragoons in Final Fantasy and, you know, the Lancelot Suzaku, and also it's got Lance in the name, but that's too much of a like hero suit with a sword.
Fair. I understand that.
All right.
Dylan, you got to get a Mystic Knight here.
Okay, so Mystic Knight. If I'm remembering right, this is a knight that uses magic, right? Like, they use swords, and then they also...
Yeah, this is Celeste from 6, where you cast magic on your sword, or, like, Vivi and Steiner's, like, team-up move in 9.
Okay. All right, I know mine. I'm picking the Quinmantha, because...
Fuck yeah.
Here's the thing. One, it has 2 giant-ass swords. 2, it has bits, and that's just magic. And 3... it's big, and that's cool, and in my head, a Mystic Knight... Okay, I see what they're wearing in the game, and I get why they're wearing that, but in my head, a Mystic Knight should be decked out like Golbez, but with a sword, and that's how I imagined in my head when I was thinking of it, before I looked up the actual... But either way, I'm still picking Quinmantha, because, yeah, no, that works. Big sword, big bits, it's great. That's my Mystic Knight. I was just gonna say. Also, I just saw it says also known as sorcerer, and I'm like, that's a bad translation for what this does. Anyway,
yeah. So my first one is Blue Mage, which I think is literally the hardest possible role.
It's a pretty good one. What Gundam's the like? You know, which mobile suit is the Kena of this podcast?
So I feel like my first instinct was like, okay, I should pick a blue one, basically, right? Because I feel like there's nothing else I got. And I was like, what's a cool blue one? And I was like, I could do the Compfer. But the thing is, the way the Blue Mage works is it gets hit by enemy spells and then learns them. And if the Compfer gets hit by anything, it instantly dies. Because it has no armor. So that's a problem. I could do the Alex. It's blue.
I feel like there's an obvious one for this.
Really? Yes. You think there's an obvious one for the blue mage?
Yes. I'll tell you afterwards.
I also have no idea. You know what? I have one that I would pick, I think. I think I have one that I would pick.
You know what? I'm going to give it to a very unlikely friend who I don't think actually fits the criteria at all, but I just think deserves another chance. I'm giving it to the Nemo.
Okay.
The Nemo. Okay.
What's your reasoning?
I just think, you know, the Nemo has a lot of untapped potential, and I think the Nemo is here, like, the Nemo is not going to be a complainer, right? Blue Mage's nature is to get the shit beat out of it, and the Nemo's used to that.
Okay.
So I think the Nemo will be a good sport about its job.
That is fair.
No one else has Blue Mage, right?
I would have
suggested the Wing Gundam Zero with a learning computer.
Same. Exactly. Yes.
Oh, that's
why I was. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Mm. Okay. I'm glad me and Em were in accord on that one.
I also had my pick, which was see, for me with Blue Mage, I would have thought Woundwort, because we talked about it, Six, and its whole thing is, oh, these are all forms based on other mobile suits. So, like, you know how a Blue Mage learns enemy moves. So that's why that was in my head as well. But
all interesting answers. My next one is a very boring, because I just have Ranger. Who's good at ranged attacks?
Wait,
a lot of these.
I also have Ranger. Oh, no.
Just go? Yeah,
you just Snake Draft. It's Snake Draft.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes.
Right. Snake Draft. Okay.
Yes.
Slithering like a snake. I get to go twice.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
I mean, you know, I'm thinking about it, and I have this Blue Mage, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how successful my Blue Mage is going to be. I feel like maybe there should be someone who could give him pointers, someone with good ranged options, but also a learning computer.
Okay.
I mean, I do think it's a good ranger. That's a good ranger.
I mean, I feel like I... Okay, yeah.
It's also got a bird form, so it's in touch with the local wildlife.
It does have a bird form, yeah.
I have ranger, but it's last, so... And I'm going to be the second to last pick, so I'm going to be slim pickings for me by that time.
Yeah. Dylan.
Mm-hmm. All right, so my next job... is thief. Okay.
Thief. Okay.
I'm thinking. Okay. My head. Thief's role. It's to be a thief. Okay. So how does this fit to a robot? Okay.
I mean, I have some ideas.
I'm digging. Yeah. I'm thinking. So. Let's see. I'm just going through the list because in my head. Oh, good thief, for stolen valor, because it sucks actually. The Rigazi.
That's because literally one of the ones I was thinking of for the exact
Rigazi
same logic.
Is like stealing the gimmick from the Zeta, and it stole it, and it's like, oh, look at how cool my gimmick is, as it wears this shitty backpack, and it can't even transform of its own volition, and it thinks highly of itself. For doing this, the Rigazi is the thief.
Do you two even remember the Rigazi?
Yeah, because I fucking hate it, and I complain about it all the time.
Good.
It's literally the worst gun design. It's defined in the movie as sucking so bad that it almost kills its pilot. That's it. That's the new Gundam. Look at that fucking thing. It sucks.
It's terrible. It's the space. It's like the Char's Counterattack space version of the Gundam ground type, and they gave it the fucking Amuro Ray. It's such a piece of garbage. Wow, legendary trash.
Yeah.
Jackson, it's Red Mage time.
Red Mage. Okay.
You know who's red is the heavy arms.
What? raises eyebrow.
It's true. It's true.
But Gundam, is Leopard that turns red? Or is it Air Master? One of them turns red at some point, right?
The Air Master turns red.
No. Other way around. The Air Master is red. Starts and red? Then the Destroy turns. Yeah.
You're right.
The Leopard's upgrade, I think, is the red one.
Yeah. By the way, if you see one and you want to do like a variant or upgrade of that, of course, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the red mage is like useless, but can do both like healing magic.
You're gonna make everyone mad at you. I also agree that red mage is useless, but people love red mages.
I mean, I haven't played 14. I'm sure that there's interesting stuff in like the MMO version. Ooh, but
I'm sure the MMO version's good. Whatever, who cares?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying in a turn-based RPG.
M, you're gonna make people mad at you.
I don't care. That's my whole gimmick. So.
What I'm saying is, when you're not playing fucking bullshit games in a turn-based RPG with a party, red mage is a waste of everyone's time. But they can be good. So I want like a suit that can do everything, and
isn't it particularly good at any of it?
No, I want.
I have some great picks in mind.
I feel like it's too mean because like I'm like the thing that I was gonna pick a way too like competent to be the description of the red mage. I got one. It can do everything. It is ostensibly perfect for like any situation, and yet just because of a booking, it loses. Also, it's red. The fucking Sazabi.
Okay.
That's brutal.
I was rooting for the Sazabi. That's not my fault. I voted for Sazabi.
That is fair.
So I have Knight, which I feel like there's a Knight is
there's
maybe
two.
The easiest one to cast. There's so many Gundams. There's a Hyakushiki, which is like the obvious choice here. I literally was like, oh, it's going to be Hyakushiki, right? Then I was looking.
I feel like there's a more obvious answer.
And I was Googling some of the things. And like my thing here specifically is I have a bunch of characters that I would define as relatively fragile other than my Knight. And so my Knight has to be flashy and soak up all the damage and be the person who's just going to stand there and be the bulwark of my team.
You're not going to do it, are you?
And so I have no idea what you're saying. I am picking the Palace Athene.
Oh, no. Okay, you're not doing it. All right.
Wait, all of it, this is going to be Lancelot. Like, literally, all of it, like, it's going to be
no.
fucking Lancelot.
Oh, I was sitting here thinking it's going to be the GPO2. Palace Athene, good pick.
Palace Athene is like big, it's flashy, it draws attention. It looks like it's carrying like the like flags on its back when it's like big thrusters are out. It's good.
I would have picked Fun Psyche.
Yeah, fair enough. That's also there's a lot of valid choices here.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to go askew. I'm going again, right?
You're going again,
yeah,
yes.
Now you get a fun one.
Bard.
Bard's
hard because there's so many things that you could do with a bard. Bards are just fun little guys.
That's primarily true.
I want to pick Chris Jericho. He's literally a musician, but I'm not going to.
Aw.
I feel like picking Chris Jericho is giving up. Just in life.
I'm sorry, Crass Pants.
And so I'm going to go with a kind of a weird choice, but I'm going to go with the Oliphant, who just looks like a guy who knows how to do some dances, you know?
He's going to sing a song. He does?
Yeah, I think so. He's got like big hammer pants, just living his life.
Okay.
That's, fair enough.
Sure. I wasn't going to say fair enough. I was going to say you made a choice, but okay.
I am never wrong.
So Time Mage. Yeah. I had a perfect choice, but you haven't fucking covered it. So it's not on this list.
Well, for the record, what is it?
The F91 Gundam F91.
We covered the F90. I almost put it on here, but...
It's literally got time powers.
That's true. It does have time powers. Damn. You haven't covered the F91 Gundam F91?
Listen, take it up with the dice.
Yeah.
It's almost every other Gundam on here that we've seen except the F91 Gundam F91. Which is a classic suit. I love the F91 Gundam F91, which I will say in full every time.
I mean, there are some F91 designs on here.
Yeah, but they don't have time powers.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not the F91.
But maybe the transitive property, you know?
I don't think that's how that works. Six.
Well, so if we take away the literal time powers, what does a time mage do? A time mage is like letting
slows
people...
things down and speeds things up. They're like a buff debuff person.
Yes, it's like buffs and debuffs, getting everyone an opportunity to attack, not doing much damage itself, which rules out most of the Gundams. but I think I've got one, and it is a bit unconventional. But I need a suit that can like that can't really fight, because time mages are always very weak, unless they're Tidus. and that would be like distracting, mess things up. I think I'm gonna pick the Scope Dog because it's such a weird. Imagine being in a Gundam fighting a Scope Dog.
It's true.
That's yeah. fair. Just a little guy on the ground skating around, and you're just like, what do I do with this?
Just drives up and starts punching you in the knees.
You're just shooting all the like guns at it and just using its like cool like also, quick, you know, wheels.
Quick note. So here's my problem, right? My last thing is Monk. I was gonna pick Scope Dog for that because my brain was thinking of the punches. But that's fine. That's the fun of this.
There's very few things in Gundam are as cool as the Scope Dog's like shotgun punch.
Just with the it's very good. It's so good. All right. That does bring it to
another
me.
Red Mage.
Yeah. Red Mage. Okay. Here's the thing, right? Red Mage. Not really good at anything it does, but has a bunch of like it has the foundations of a Black Mage and a White Mage. It just doesn't ever master them, and it's never like excelling at anything, even though it's like this that it has the foundations in place. Gundam Mark II.
Oh, the worst because Gundam.
That's yeah.
Here's the thing. The Gundam Mark II is like, oh, look, we open Zeta. Look at this thing. This is like the upgrade of the Gundam, right? It's so cool. It's got like a panoramic camera in the cockpit and like, you know, we've simplified the armaments and, oh, it has like a inner frame and all that. Like you have all the stuff that's like all the new technology of Zeta, and it needs a backpack because it falls off so freaking quick. And, you know, the hero already upgrades into something way cooler with the Zeta. So... yeah, no, the Gundam Mark II, that's a Red Mage.
Yeah, that actually checks out really well.
Yeah, that's good logic.
Yep.
So that leaves me with Beastmaster, followed by Summoner. What the fuck am I going to do?
You have bold picks for this one. Yeah, we got more normal classes.
Oh, God. You know what? Actually, this is fucking easy. Oh, this could not be easier.
Okay.
What? This is so easy. My Beastmaster is a mobile suit that can command a bunch of minions to attack in a variety of ways. The new Gundam.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I like that.
That's a shoo-in. And then, gosh, you know, it seems like it's a similar idea, but what if instead of just having little minions you command, you could summon entire armies like the Gundam X?
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's good.
I didn't think about that at all. I like that.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good. My brain wouldn't have even gotten to the mobile bits thing. All right.
We got that shit. That was easy.
God, the mobile bits are so cool.
They're great. I love them.
They are. All right. Monk. Oh. Okay. I'm digging because it's like, okay. Here, the problem is most mobile suits here have like a melee option. And Monk's whole thing is they just use their fists.
Well, which Gundam here is most powerful without their weapon, but with their fists?
The answer is Master Gundam, obviously.
See, I don't want to do that. I feel like picking
yeah,
G Gundam
too obvious.
Suits.
Yes.
Yeah.
For... I mean, okay. What other like what non G Gundam suit is famous for punching?
Well, you.
I mean,
the new.
answer is Zaku 1, obviously.
Oh, that was sort of a shoulder check, wasn't it?
Yeah, but look, only one person was able to defeat the Gundam in hand-to-hand combat, and it was Zaku 1.
It's true.
See, yeah, my brain went to new, because I'm always thinking of the new deciding, I'm just going to punch.
I was thinking of the Ashimar, but...
Oh, Maul? The Ashimar does have big fists, but... Uh-huh. Okay, hold on. I need to check.
That's its ult in Gundam Evolve, or whatever, their fucking Gundam Overwatch. Is its ult as it just starts punching.
Oh, right, that's that terrible game that we're all going to play for about 3 weeks and then give up when it comes out. Yeah.
All right.
Unlike most other Gundam games.
Trying to look at...
Remember Gundam Breaker Mobile?
I do. I played it for about a week and a half.
It killed a series that I love. Well, New Gundam Breaker did that, and then they decided, this is unprofitable. Let's make a MOBA game, because they hate me specifically. Okay, so monks, right? Mm-hmm. Just trying to think. Because monks, besides using their fist, they're good at counterattacking.
They're good at attacking, like, multiple times.
Yeah. Okay. Hmm. They can launch a flying kick. Thank you, Wiki. Okay. All right.
They can wield nunchucks, but they shouldn't.
That they shouldn't, yeah. Oh, God. If anything, reading that just now actually made everything a little worse. Why haven't we covered the fucking Zagok yet, either, speaking of which? Anyway, because that popped into my mind, and then I'm like, it's not on the list. Damn the dice. Okay. Okay. I'm thinking. I see that Chris Jericho in the corner, and I'm like, no, that's also the loser's choice. That's giving up.
I mean, someone has to lose.
No, I refuse, though. I refuse.
In every meeting of minds, there must be a loser.
If no one picks Chris Jericho, Crass is the loser.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good... Fun. That's tempting.
All right. High attack power with nothing on them. They have no equipment. Okay. Flying kicks. I'm going with the gap play. Doesn't need its beam rifle at all. Throw that away. All it needs... It has those cool claws in its legs. It does the thing where it transforms halfway and it kicks and it grabs. And you know what? That's Gaplay. Throwing away your goddamn Fedayeen rifle. You don't need it. You just need your kicks. And that's what I'm going with this Gaplay.
Does have guns in its shoulders.
You know what? I can't throw those away, so I guess it has guns in its shoulders.
That sounds like an effective monk to me.
It sounds like a good monk. Yeah, no, this sounds like a great monk, actually, using only what's on its body.
You know, it's, when it says my entire body is a weapon, it is not fucking kidding.
Yep.
All right.
This is up to Jackson now.
I have Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gut answer, but it's not a Gundam I'm like super familiar with. But I feel like it might look every picture of it make it seem like it's perfect for this.
Okay.
But it's not from a show I've seen. It's not from any show. It is the Gundam TR-6 Woundwort, or whatever it is. Because it's got a massive gun on it! It's got a big, long sniper rifle!
Yeah, okay. That works. That does work, because that is what that is. It's just a big, long rifle on its arm.
And it looks like really fragile cyber. Like, it's like a quick suit, I assume. Like, I know it's one of the experimental suits from Advance of Zeta or whatever.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's got a cool gun, and it's also fragile, which are all things that are true about Rangers.
One of the only mobile suits that has a fucking dress sphere grid.
it certainly does. It certainly does. I never even thought of it that way. But
I was in the pool this morning before we recorded, and I was like, I need to remember to say, extra challenge for Dylan, do not pick Advance of Zeta suits. And I'm glad Jackson's the one who picked the Advance of Zeta suit instead.
Yep.
Yeah, because
I wanted to, but it didn't fit.
Like, I guess I could say, like, the Double Zeta Gundam or something, but I felt a bit...
Woundwort's a perfect choice for this,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, awesome. Great. And when it's not sniping, the other thing it can do is that cool shield on its arm turns into a weird spider that it throws, you know? Because Advance of Zeta.
Which is obviously happening while they were making the fucking, like, Mark II.
Okay, to be fair, comma, and this is in the episode. But,
Dylan, stop.
No. Real quick. It's a quick little minor thing. This is Mechanista, damn it, Six. So I'm allowed to. This is one of the ones that is at the end of the war. This is at the end of Zeta. Of course, because this is a Gundam side story, all of these were destroyed before they could be deployed at Grips and turn the battle in Titan's favor anyway. Because this is how all Gundam side stories go. Even when they're animated, they go like that. So
Like, Yazan was in one of these.
In a fucking bunny robot.
In a bunny robot, yeah.
I love the one where it is my favorite robot, and I totally get why people feel it doesn't fit, though, because it is a lot. But yeah.
But you're all right. Like you know, 0083 already opened and closed this door.
And fucking even 0080, right? The whole thing with the Alex. This is for that new type.
And the thing with the Alex is at least like it makes sense. The design kind of works. But by 0083, the shit that like Gato's using is like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. But all right. What's M's final class again?
I have ninja, and I have the perfect thing. Okay. What is a ninja? A ninja's a surprise. A ninja's like, you're not expecting it. It's like, damn, oh, I can't believe that this is happening right now. I'm being attacked.
It's Chris Jericho.
And so you got your party going through the forest. And I assume in this, like, the Gundams are anthropomorphic, right? They don't have pilots. They're just they're like SD Gundams, right? So we got the big Elmeth floating around as like the mage, full of magic, but kind of squishy. And you got the bard singing a song. Doesn't even have arms, basically. They all talk. All it does is sing, and you know, that's great.
Projects replace the cannon with a flute on it, you know.
Yeah, basically. And then you have a knight who's like trying to draw fire. And what do knights like to do? Ride horses. My ninja is Foon Psyche.
Yeah.
You don't even realize that it's one of the team until it attacks you and you're dead.
Oh no. Just finding an RPG party and a horse attacks you. That would certainly be a surprise, actually. Yes. That works.
Damn, that horse was a ninja the whole time. Yeah.
So you'd think we were done, but we're not.
Oh god, right. I forgot you had an extra thing. You even told us and I forgot.
Yes, yes. So you have to pick two extra party members. And you're thinking, okay, these are floaters. They can be whatever class. Wrong. Because, obviously, Final Fantasy V is not the only JRPG with a job system. And so I have a chart here of 40 jobs picked from various RPGs. And we're going to roll for you here. So, M, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so it's going to be the second half of this chart.
Okay.
It is the... Okay. You are going to pick someone to be your soldier first class as the class from Lightning Returns.
666666666.
That's probably I wouldn't call it the class from Lightning Returns.
Listen, I had to be a little generous with some of these, all right?
So, who's going for it? M, soldier first class?
Oh, you want me to pick now. I thought you were assigning all the classes.
I could assign all the classes first if you want.
Let's do that.
Because that gives everyone
time to think about it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, Jackson, your first one, because everyone's going to get two, but we'll snake it so people have time to think. Latter half again. You are going to get, again, Lightning Returns, Spira's Summoner.
Oh, it's a fake Yuna?
Mm-hmm. Fake Yuna. let's see. Dylan. Oh, fell off the table.
As I do.
I like you using an actual dice and not like the random number generator in Excel.
Yes,
this
I am.
This is always how six does it.
Yep.
You are getting a merchant from Bravely Default.
Yeah. Okay, fucking excuse me? Okay, sure.
That's amazing. I'm so mad I did not get a merchant from Bravely Default.
We both used that class a lot and then like left our 3DS on overnights in a chain.
Can be a Tornaco, I'm going to be a Tornaco. Like, that's just how I play video games.
Yep.
Let's see. My first one off the table again. Seven. I get to be a dealer from Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Amazing.
That is like a casino dealer.
Sick, 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 sick.
God, I'll roll again for myself because Snake Draft. I also get to be a brigand from Fire Emblem.
What is a brigand? I don't know what that is.
A brigand is like, it's an axe-based class, basically.
It is generally an enemy-only class that sucks and is like, oh, these are like the weird mountain bandits that attack you.
Oh, okay.
Though in three houses, you can actually get them.
Oh, fair enough.
Dylan, number two for you is Fisher from Final Fantasy 14.
Okay.
Sick. Man, I'm jealous. These are all good classes.
Okay. All right.
All right. Jackson, your second one coming up.
Coming up.
Latter half. Number nine. Psychic from 10-2.
Oh, that's such a cool class.
I picked good shit.
I'm just popping for all these extra classes. They're so cool. They're like my favorite shit in the world.
All right, M, second half. Five? Pictomancer.
I don't know what that is.
It is Realm? From is Bravely like Default. Yes, but it's based on Realm.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. I can work with that. So we're just going the same order then? So,
yeah, one M, more snake. First.
Soldier first class, I feel like it's rude to not pick it. King of all kings, the Lancelot, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like it's a very good
It's point. Like on the nose, but it's soldier first class. That's the most on the nose thing you can be, is Cloud Strife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Lancelot's so cool.
It is. It is very good.
Alright, Spare a Summoner. I've Spare a Summoner and Psychic, which are like I feel very similar, though they're, you know, we got to zero in on the differences. And obviously, because Spirit Summoner, I haven't played Lightning Returns, but I assume harkening back to Yuna and like...
Yeah, it's just the Yuna costume.
It's literally just the Yuna's clothes.
Yeah, but I'm like, so as a class, it's all about, you know, Spirit Summoners are all about like...
I would like to, just for a second, before you do that, I would like to point out, Psychicer has fucking nothing to do with Summoner. Look at these badasses.
No. I meant like more like in how they relate to Gundams.
Yeah, fair enough.
But the Psychic is such a cool fucking costume. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
God,
Tentu's
so cool. But like the Spirit Summoner, like the Psychic is doing like mental cool psychic attacks and blasts or whatever. But the Spirit Summoner is more connected to like the souls of the people. It's like a story thing, right? It's connected to the Far Plane and everything. So I think, there can only be one answer for the Spirit Summoner, which is not on this list. So that doesn't help anyone. I was going to say the Zeta Gundam, the conduit of all things, but it's not here.
It's not here. It's true.
And I can't pick a small metal T.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get creative.
To get real creative here, because I mean, I could go on my back and just like pick the victory too, but I feel like that's lazy. That's copping out in some way. So I think I'm gonna go for the suit that is technically not a Gundam, but it is an icon in the way that Spirit Summoner should be. Important suit. Classic of the Universal Century, the Vignagina.
That's good.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Cool.
I can see. I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Merchant, Bravely Default. Okay. So from what I can see, the whole thing with the merchant is let's just do free money stuff. Either gather money or spend money to deal damage, or it's a lot of money stuff, so my brain immediately goes Salem Mass, but that's not a Gundam. So I can't do that.
Chris Jericho.
No. Chris refuse Jericho. Still. I still refuse. It doesn't matter if it's with a gimmick class. Okay. I'm looking at these.
The Hakushiki's made of gold.
Yes, that's also too easy. That's the problem.
Fair.
You don't
fair.
I just there are a couple obvious picks. Okay. So if you're doing all this money stuff, right, you need a lot of hands to exchange this money, to throw this money at problems. So many hands. What if those hands were maybe at the center of a giant flower? Because I'm picking the Rafflesia, symbol of the aristocracy in space. We have the Rafflesia. This is my merchant. It is sitting while I'm with my DS closed, gathering me money with its many hands. Being a weirdo, just kind of floating there. Imagine if a giant flower was demanding money. I'd give it my money. It has chainsaw arms, you know? That's my pick, though. That's about all I can pick.
All right, fair enough.
So, So
I get dealer, like a card dealer. And to me, honestly, this one was really easy. It jumped immediately to mind. I was like, who's got the look? Who's got the right type of work ethic? And who, despite not having a pilot, is, I'm sure, willing to do it for all of their mommies? It's the Gundam Maxter.
Oh, damn. I like that a lot. That's good.
That's so
Gundam Baxter is a poker dealer for sure. And then that leaves me with Brigand, which again is really easy. And I'm going to try and make it harder on myself because obviously I feel like the natural answer is the Death Army, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Death Army is just a Brigand. But that feels too easy to me. So I'm going to go with Chris Jericho.
Damn, Crass stays winning. Chris Jericho is a brigand in that he sucks and he's ubiquitous.
Okay.
All four of us are individually going to get the ends from Crass going, yo!
Fisher. So this is one of those job classes from FF14 that no one plays.
Excuse me, that's not true.
Look, I played FF14. No one I knew played job classes. I did certainly didn't.
I'm only waiting until I level up my summoner to get into cooking. Cooking seems sick in that game.
Fair enough. At least cook is fisherman. Okay.
But so if you're also a fisherman, then you can get your own supplies.
All right.
And only cook fish.
They don't even cook their own fish, though. That's done by culinarians still.
That's what I'm saying. If you're a fisher and a culinarian,
Yeah, okay.
That's the life hack.
Okay. As of Stormblood, fishers can fish with spearfishing. Cool. Okay. Well, which of these mobile suits is going to be good at fishing? I'm not doing Cancer or Pisces again. Too easy. They're aquatic suits. It's like, oh, look, the aquatic suit. It gets fish. No, I don't want to do that, because that's just, it's too easy. Okay, which of these would be good? Oh, YMS 15 Gan. The Gan, incredible fisher, really powerful wrist, just, you know, replace the beam saber with, like, a weird rapier, and it's going to just poke into the water, and it's going to grab fish that way. The Gan is my fisher. It tries to put on fishing hats, and its little, like, spike on top of its head is always poking through the top of the straw hat. This is my fisher, is the Gian.
I'm okay. Going to store some like fishing tackle on the inside of the shield.
The shield, yes, the shield, instead of having like the hide bombs and the missiles and all that, no, it's just all different like selections of like different hooks and different baits and whatnot.
Fires nets.
Yes, indeed.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. That is my fisher. I'm sorry, I started going, like, very, like, the way that, like, the SD Cardass games do with, like, the Knight Gundam stuff in my head. I'm just like, you know what, I'm just gonna turn the character in my head into this class, and I'm gonna make it work, but I think I did okay with that one, so I'm sticking with it.
Alright, sounds good. Jackson, psychic time.
Psychic, this one is really easy. I feel like there's an obvious answer here. There's an even more obvious answer that isn't included. Has not been covered yet. But out of what remains, I feel like it's easy to say it could just be like a cool Gundam because blah, 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 Gundam psychic. Look at the suits, look at the visors. But from that direction, it's got to be the Vertigo.
Yeah. It really does.
In the absence of the Keebly, it's got to be the Vertigo.
I honestly think the Vertigo is a better choice than the Keebly.
If they were
both on here, I think I'd pick the Vertigo still.
But those are the two for me.
Yeah,
the Keebly doesn't do that T-pose flight.
God, Vertigo's so fun! This is so just reminding me how much like fondness I have for Gundam X.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Okay, so I have Pictomancer. None of these, there is no Gundam that draws things, so we have to, like, be a little abstract. What does a Pictomancer do? It, like, makes a vision of the enemy. It, like, projects out into a possibility, and unfortunately, the learning computer Gundam's already taken, so I can't use that. Throw it in the garbage, unfortunately. I can't do that. But what is the vision of an enemy? One step back. But like an expression of possibility. And what mobile suit best represents the vision of possibility that isn't a new Gundam and isn't the F-91 Gundam F-91 and isn't the Sazavi.
It's a WoW that they've returned to a lot.
It is the first mobile suit, the Zaku one.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
The mobile suit of dreams.
It is the mobile suit of dreams. I'm remaking Field of Dreams, but to be set as in Gundam.
It's just about early Zeon development of the Zaku yeah. One. If you build it, they will come. No, but they will is come. The Earth Federation.
Oh no.
Some really great options on our other list we didn't get, unfortunately. I did put Scholar on here.
Let's just rapid fire these. Hit me with some of these.
Flower.
What is the what is the cast? Like, you're telling the game and like what the role of the
it's Metopia. You're just a flower.
You're just a flower? Amazing. Okay.
Just a
well,
flower. Unfortunately, Rafflesia was already taken.
Calculator from Tactics, of course.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I hope someone gets Calculator. Without even seeing this list, I knew it was on here. It like uses character stats. Like, it's like this hit, I think this is right. It's like this hits all enemies whose levels a multiple of 3, right? It's like stuff like that.
I mean, this. I said there are games where I've had that as attacks, but not a whole class built around that. Yeah. That's cool.
Bravely Second gave us the pâtissier.
Again, I need a specific.
Is that like someone who cooks pastries?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, incredible.
Just make pastries. Disgaea 5 gave us the wrestler, which would have been fun. Also the maid.
Yeah.
Would not have picked Chris Jericho for the wrestler. Fuck him.
No, absolutely not. Disgaea 2 gives us the sinner.
Which, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
What
Tomb
is Dark
Raider?
Deity?
Dark Deity is a Steam, basically Fire Emblem clone.
Oh, okay.
It's all right.
Also,
fun thing, Final Fantasy VI Advance, the Game Boy Advance version, gave everything that joins your party a job.
Right.
So when you're on the ghost train, the ghosts have the class of ghosts.
Amazing.
Also, you know, well, whatever his name is,
Umaru,
starts with
Umaru.
Yeah, has the class of Yeti, so Yeti's on here. Just some fun little ones in here.
God, what's that one in Gundam X that's got the snowboard? I don't think it's in the list.
Oh, you're right. It's not, but yeah,
that's a good mobile suit.
That's a good Yeti.
That would be a good Yeti.
Here's the thing, is we haven't covered like SD shows, like the full sized ones yet. We just covered the shorts from the 80s. Like doing this, I'm so mad that like regular SD Gundam content is not a thing that exists, because if these guys are going around going on like RPG adventures, I would watch that. That sounds great.
It blows my mind that they don't continue doing, like, so here's the thing. They still make like the Knight Gundam cards, like the SD Gundam guidance stuff. That's all, you know, obviously RPG inspired, Dragon Quest inspired, etc.
Yeah, but it's not a show.
But it's not a show. Yeah, no, exactly. That's the thing. I want them. They make these other shows. Like, they have multiple Three Kingdoms shows, I think, or something.
One of which is a zombie show. It's like, who gives a shit? Stop
I want.
What is World Heroes?
Yeah,
World Heroes. World Heroes is the sequel to the. So it continues directly from the latest Three Kingdoms one.
That's the zombie one, right?
But not the which is disconnected from the original Three Kingdoms full show.
Okay. Yes.
So they made the Three Kingdoms show. Then they made the other like short zombie one, and now they've made a sequel to that. Like,
yeah.
So basically, the cast of the Three Kingdoms one at the beginning of the of World Heroes meet with like Sun Wukong Gundam, and he's like, I don't remember who I am. We have to travel the world so we can figure it out, and we'll meet Benjamin Franklin Victory Gundam.
I was gonna say, are they meeting other cultures and doing other? I mean, I'm in for a great time with that. But yes, I also just want I like the original shorts where it's not just like personalized Gundams, but it's also the characters from the show Gundam. But you can't sell a suit of Sailor Mass or like Alan Rue.
Remember when Sailor Mass was a Valkyrie for no good reason? It was the sickest thing that ever happened. That was good.
Yeah, it was good. SD Gundam's fun.
When it's not being like crimes.
Yeah. That's just true of anime.
Yeah. And I mean, they have sold mobile suits of just Gundam characters, basically. So that is a thing they have done.
I'm very excited to get to that Three Kingdoms Gundam thing. By the time we get there, we've forgotten everything about Three Kingdoms. We read it too early.
We will not forget everything about Three Kingdoms.
You will never forget everything about Three Kingdoms.
Read on.
I think that's all we've got, unless Dylan has some surprises planned or something.
No, nothing here. I'm just throwing a bunch of Knight Gundam cards into the chat, because look at these. They're amazing. There's bees that are bits. This is a gun tank that's gone blanky mode. It's great.
This is literally Dragon Quest.
It's so good. I love these cards so much. and they still make them, and I'm like, why do you not do... Even if they made a crappy Dragon Quest clone, I would be okay with that.
They did, but they're all for, like, the Game Boy and NES.
Yeah, the NES.
I was going to say, did they not in the back in the day?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They did do it back then.
Translated?
No. Not at all.
I think there's maybe one that has a fan translation, but I remember people saying that they're bad games. So.
They're just Dragon Quest clones in the barest of senses. So it's just, you go into battle. Now, I will say, the sprite work is amazing. Please look at Bascom in this game. It's great. Look at this guy.
Oh my god, look at this motherfucker.
Look at this guy.
Or the Dolahan Zeong. That's the one I always
Holy
post
shit.
To that fucking
oh, that's so cool.
Uh-huh. And these are all based on the card art, or real quick, instead of like a beholder, you have like the Isaac from Double Zeta, but like the dome on the back of the head is like a big eye.
That's
and it's
cool.
It's got a Zaku head. These are so good. And it's like, like I said, even if the games would suck, I kind of almost wish they would make them just so we could have like, you know, more of these like animated or something, because that would be so good.
I just feel like because of the realities of production, any like gun spin-off stuff is never going to have like imagery as cool or abstract as this anymore.
No, not at all. No, if it's being made now, it's going to either be some high-end UC side story project or just some crossover. That's basically all you're going to get.
And everyone's just going to be on model, like, you know, either made a CG model or the animation is all a model. It's not going to do like anything weird with it.
And because it's UC, what they're going to do is they're going to go, we have to visit the 1 year war again instead of doing anything exciting from later on, because they never do anything post like 1 year war or 1 year war technology related. You know, you have one game on the PS3 that's like, it's 0081. And it's like, well, okay.
Cool. Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, even when they do the most boring version of their crossover stuff, like the first Dynasty Warriors Gundam has a story mode and it's not fun, but just having like all the universes mashed together and having like Master Asia walk up to Garrett and be like, you have potential, young man. And Garrett goes, shut the fuck up, old man.
I think I'm at the point where I can play the Dynasty Warriors now. Do they honestly have seed in them? They probably have seed in them.
Actually, the first Dynasty Warriors one doesn't, I don't think, have seed in it.
I don't think it has seed, no.
Yeah, the first Dynasty Warriors Gundam is weird, though. But I mean, I guess you could play it. So here's the thing. I'm a Musou liker, and I think that out of all the Musou games I played, the Gundam ones are the worst.
Yeah, that's kind of what I hear.
It's sad, because, like, I like Musou games. Like, I'm a sucker for them. I like doing, like, silly, grindy, like, you know, hack and slash. They're just not fun, is the problem. They simply need to make them fun.
The first one, 2007, has characters from Gundam, Mobile Suit, Z Gundam, Double Zeta, G Gundam, Wing, and Turn A. So I'm almost there.
All right, yeah. Turn A is in the first one, so yeah.
And then the sequel has all of that, but Seed Destiny. So yeah, I have to get through Seed
Destiny.
So
they make you jump into having to wait like 4 years instead.
If you get to 3, you'll never be able to play 3.
it'll be many years.
I assume 3 has like unicorn shit in it.
Unicorn and 00 and yeah, a bunch of.
We'll get there. We'll get there sooner than later.
You know, is only the fact that it's going to take us 18 months to get through Seed because there's SD in the middle that is going to be difficult.
Yeah. It'll be fun though.
Maybe by the time we get through Seed Destiny, you'll have played Final Fantasy V.
Oh yeah. My god. What are we doing here for? I've played that one.
Really? Did I miss that?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Emma Jackson, thank you so much for joining us. Jackson, first, where can people find you on the internet?
On the internet, you can find me at twitter.com/headfulls off. I guess I'm Headfuls Off on Twitter. You can find the podcast that I do with them at Abnormal Mapping, abnormalmapping.com. Listen to a bunch of them. They're good. We're about to do an Abnormal Mapping on the three Tokyo RPG Factory games. They're all bad. That'll be fun. We have a deer on it. It's going to be a disaster. I have no idea what's going to happen in that, but
it's
I'm excited.
Gonna be, it's going to be a very good podcast. We're just going to talk about some games that are bad. That's all. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
You can find me on Twitter at @EM_being. You can support all of our podcasts, patreon.com/normalmapping. We are currently in the middle of Turn A Gundam. It's $1 a month to get the Great Gundam Project. We're also watching Planetes, which seems pretty cool. It's a cool show about cleaning up space junk. that I like a lot so far. So that's where we're at. We just finished Big O, as Jackson said. We have a There's a lot of Gundam. You can just listen to us talk about Gundam forever. I assume everyone who listens to this knows, but we cover Gundam a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe too much.
Some say too much. Do we even like Gundam? Who can say?
You know, the worst part is, Turn A, one of the best shows I've ever seen. Do I like Gundam? Eh, jury's still out.
Fair enough. You can find me online at lowpolyrobot on twitter.com. And that's basically it. And then you're here, so if you're here, you listen to the other thing I do. So, yeah.
I mean, this is the other thing you do.
This is the other thing I do.
You can find me on Twitter at sixdetmarsxdettmar. Hey, if you want to get on our list, our special list of like listener requested suits that we roll on sometimes, you can hit me up there on Twitter, DM me, my DMs are open, or if you are on a Discord with me, do that. Plenty of opportunity to promote your favorite suit and get us covering it sooner rather than later. M. Jackson goes for you as well. I know you expressed some dismay over some lacks. You can short circuit the die here. You can also find my work at scanlymedia.com, patreon.com, scanlymedia. But, folks, we talked about a lot of jobs here. But don't forget, a pilot's number one job is to eat. Peace.